Phil Trill, Saturday is a big one for Galway United. Not only is it DLR waves and a chance to overtake Bohemians into fourth, but you're also in front of the TV cameras.
Yeah, listen, it's a great occasion for Galway United, I suppose. Obviously, in our inaugural year within the competition, to have the cameras there and to be playing on a Saturday night at 7:35 is a really good opportunity that we're looking forward to.
The fact that it's an evening kickoff is also going to be a huge benefit to you. Do you feel that you might get more than your normal supporters? And I think tickets are free as well. So, I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity for fans to go and watch you play.
Oh, listen, you couldn't get a better opportunity. The weather's promised really nice, to be fair, for the weekend as well. And 7:35, we've over 500 tickets gone, already registered for, and you can register online at gounitedfc.ie. And it looks to be that we might double that by the time the weekend comes, as I suppose it hits fever pitch with people chiming in and getting involved. And I'd encourage everybody available on Saturday night to come in and get involved and really show the support that these ladies have deserved in representing Galway so well for the last number of months.
Now, let's go back to the game with Bose. I mean, frustration must be the kind of the tone from last weekend. And given your win over Cork then a couple of weeks previously, this is a great opportunity. I mean, go back to my earlier point, was it a case of frustration? You did everything except score last Saturday.
Yeah, look, John, I think you're right. I wouldn't necessarily come away with frustration. I think we definitely did everything bar score, but there's bigger positives to look at rather than the negative. I'm pretty sure we're up there in terms of records within the Women's National League. We have 555 completed passes last Saturday, which is an incredible record. You look at the Spanish team that's just won the World Cup, they were under that in terms of pass completions. So, we're doing things right. We're playing an attractive style of football. It's just the final edge has just evaded us. But it's something we are working on and we have continued to work on throughout the season. And, we hope that we can bear fruits of that more attacking style this coming Saturday.
Now, with the games that are left, and you've got a couple of, I'd say, juicy ones to be brutally honest about it. I mean, next weekend, obviously, it's DLR Waves, but after that, you're heading down to Treaty. You've got a week off then after that. Then you've got a game that, I think I would look forward to. Obviously, it's a Wednesday night game against Athlone Town, and then we're moving into the game with Piemont United. So while the table doesn't look so kind on you at the moment, would you feel that you've actually got a great opportunity of closing the gap on the sides that are above you? You're on 26 points, you're 12 points behind Piemont. A couple of good results and you could find yourselves in a very strong position.
Yeah, I think that's fair, John. And I think it's, but in terms of results, we haven't set out this season to be looking at results at all. We've looked at performances. And I think the performance last Saturday will stand us in good stead over the next remaining five games. I think the table, it is, we are where we are in regards to the table. And we probably won't really reflect and look back on it until November when we finish with that game down in Wexford. But every game is an opportunity for us to improve and develop. And, we played DLR this year. They've improved, but we've managed to beat them up there earlier in the season. Then you go towards Athlone. Athlone have beaten us on penalties, and that's the only way they've been able to beat us. We've been, I think, we bet them down there 2-1 and then nil all and nil all. And then you're looking towards Piemont, who I felt was one of our poorest performances. We were going up there as top of the table back in early May, if you can remember. And I think we need to represent ourselves with full crack and full honesty in those games. And then you're going to Wexford, where we've already won on penalties down there. So I think there's very exciting fixtures. I think you're right. Every fixture is juicy at this level. And given, I suppose, the level of performance we've shown throughout the season, it's something we can definitely improve on. But also, considering where Galway women's football was this time last year, I think it's also credit to the people that are involved that we've been able to have such a successful season thus far.
And on that point, the fact, if you look at the last 12 months and how much that you have grown as a team, as a club, and next season, with five games remaining, I suppose it's a nice way of finishing the season on a high. But in another way, is there possibly, once you look at this, are you half looking towards next season as well and kind of going where you can continue on? from where you are at the minute?
I think the only thing we focused on really is the here and now, and you know we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves regarding games. But you know, I think the work that's been done this season and will continue to be done throughout the season should stand Galway women's football in a really, really positive state as Galway United continue to go on. And you know, I think we've proven this season we can mix and match with the best teams, and we are one of the best teams in Ireland, but we want to continue to grow it as well. And again, this Saturday is really important, John, that we have to continue to grow this, and we have to continue to grow the support. And you know, we've had a World Cup here, and you know, we've won an All Ireland trophy, but we have to now get people into the ground supporting these ladies, because that's the next stage of development, because they've proven that they can show performances and they'll build on next season and further on into the future. And again, Galway is a hotbed of female sporting talent, and in soccer we're definitely one of the leading candidates in the country. But you know, we want to be more than that, John. We want to be consistent, and we want to be the highest performers we can every week going forward. And you know, I think that started this Saturday, and we need to get more people in the gate to try and support.
And only right if you do, because it, you know, it is going to be a good, very entertaining game actually. DLR Waves, you know, they're a decent side. Their league form doesn't do them any justice. I know they lost their last two games, but they've always kind of put up serious challenges in the past. One last question, Phil, regarding injuries. How are you fixed after last Saturday's game with Bose?
Yeah, look, we are where we are in terms of injuries. We have a very, very big squad. A couple of people will be unavailable this weekend as well. But that's just the way you manage it. I'd be very, very happy going into this weekend with the squad available, like I am every weekend, John. You know, no one would be signed for Galway United if they weren't at the level to represent Galway United with honesty and purpose. So, look, we're looking forward to a really competitive game this weekend with almost everybody available. And, you know, it'll be a really, really good test. Laura Heffernan's been really good. DLR have changed the cup. They've done really well. You know, both myself and Laura know each other very, very well from the underage setup. So we're looking forward to a really, really good test.